Hello everyone, welcome to Startup in China. My name is Daniel Chen, and I will be your host for this podcast. I'm a Taiwanese, spent 13 years working in Japan and 10 years in Taiwan, and moved to China for more than a year now. As an entrepreneur, I've been not successful yet, like most entrepreneurs, but the four-year startup experience gave me the unique insight about this fast-moving startup scene in the second largest economy in the world. What Mary Meeker mentioned in the Internet Trend Report 2016 about China is a teeny tiny fraction of what's going on here. We all know China is a big country with a big potential, but numbers are not enough to measure the success or anything, especially in China, because you can easily purchase your fans, number of likes, comments, shares, downloads, users, and anything that we can imagine online with unbelievably low cost. Even the amount of money for fundraising could be stretched. I'm not kidding. What brought me to China wasn't the number, but the whole startup ecosystem and the strategy of a Chinese government about the internet, which will make China harder, better, faster, and stronger in many aspects. Big names like Didi, the Chinese Uber, or BAT. BAT stands for Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. But interesting part of those big names or local startups isn't about the size, but the story behind. What makes BAT the BAT today? How come the copycat of ICQ couldn't sell its company for $100,000 but now become a $250 billion US company? Who helped the Chinese Yelp and Groupon merge into $18 billion US unicorn? And how did it happen? How and why the Chinese Uber, Didi, burned $17 million US for a one-day promotion? $17 million promotion for 24 hours. I would rather see 10 million free tacos from Taco Bell. Anyway, for startups in the early stage, I think the valuation here is kind of higher than anywhere else. For example, there is an online education startup that has raised $50 million for the Series A funding last year. If we consider the fact that Dropbox raised $60 million for Series A, Uber raised $11 million, Airbnb $7 million, and Google $25 million. The $50 million Series A for that Chinese startup is a big deal. Despite the valuation, $9 million out of $50 million was raised internally. 136 employees pulled money out of their own pocket to buy the company's share because they were so confident that the company would be successful. I gotta say, that is something remarkable. I found the whole startup and internet tech scene in China. It's so interesting, especially stories among founders, employees, users, and investors. However, it's almost like a black box for people outside of China, particularly for Westerners. So I decided to start this podcast to deliver the authentic local startup phenomenon to listeners in the world. It's not easy for foreigners to dig deeper around the topic of startups in China, especially when you are not part of a local startup community. But I'm from Taiwan. I look the same. I'm a serial entrepreneur. Now I'm a co-founder of a local startup, and we got funded by the most popular and active venture capital in China, which gives me the great access to many startups and the inside information about the community. So yeah, I think I'm capable of doing this podcast. Okay, this podcast is all about startups, but in order to have a better understanding, we need to start with some key factors that brought Chinese startup scene to this day. That includes cashless society in China, the national strategy of Internet Plus, the new definition of GDP, and also how was the ecosystem created by BAT and other gigantic tech companies influence startups in China. After the first season, you will have a quite different perspective every time you hear the news about startups in China. Alright, thank you for listening. One more thing. As I mentioned, I'm a co-founder of a local startup, so it's a little bit hard for me to update this podcast every week, but I will do my best. I'm Dino Chen. Thank you for listening to this intro episode about startups in China. See you next week. Bye.